WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and today we're diving into something that feels pretty darn essential in this crazy world. Practicing self-compassion and forgiveness. Ever feel like you're stuck in a loop of beating yourself up for past mistakes? You know that feeling when you trip over air and spend the next hour berating yourself for being clumsy? Yeah, been there, done that. But here's the thing we all mess up. It's part of being human. So how do we stop letting those slip-ups define us and start treating ourselves with a little more kindness? Let me tell you, friends, this isn't about becoming a pushover or ignoring your flaws. This is about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, learning from them, and moving forward with grace. Think of it like this. You wouldn't berate a friend for stumbling, would you? You'd probably offer a helping hand and a listening ear. Well, guess what? You deserve the same level of kindness and understanding. So, how do we actually cultivate the self-compassion and forgiveness thing? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that can seriously change your mindset. First up, practice mindful awareness. This means paying attention to those negative thoughts without judgment. Just notice them, ouch, I messed that up, or I feel like a complete failure. Acknowledge the feeling, but don't let it consume you. Remember, you're not your thoughts, you're the one observing them. Second, talk to yourself like you would a friend. Would you tell your bestie they're worthless after a bad day? Probably not. So why do we treat ourselves with such harsh criticism? Replace those negative self-talk scripts with encouraging and supportive phrases. Hey, I made a mistake, but that doesn't define me. I can learn from this. Third, focus on your strengths and accomplishments. We tend to dwell on our shortcomings, but it's crucial to celebrate our wins, big or small. Make a list of things you're good at, things you've accomplished, even the little victories that make you feel proud. Remember, you are capable and deserving of happiness. Fourth, practice gratitude. It might sound cheesy, but genuinely appreciating the good things in your life can shift your perspective dramatically. Take a moment each day to acknowledge what you're thankful for: your health, your loved ones, even a delicious cup of coffee. Cultivating gratitude helps us focus on the positive and reminds us that we have so much to be grateful for. Finally, be kind to yourself. Allow yourself time to heal, to learn, and to grow. You're human, and you're doing your best. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a loved one. Now, let me paint you a little picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been struggling with public speaking for years. She freezes up during presentations, her mind races, and she feels utterly embarrassed. After every presentation, she berates herself for being incapable and a failure. Sound familiar? But what if Sarah started practicing self-compassion? She could acknowledge her fear, remind herself that everyone gets nervous sometimes, and focus on the progress she's making, however small. Instead of beating herself up, she could celebrate each step forward and treat herself with kindness throughout the process. The point is, folks, self-compassion and forgiveness aren't about letting go of accountability, it's about creating a supportive inner environment that allows us to learn, grow, and thrive. It's about recognizing our humanity, embracing our imperfections, and treating ourselves with the same love and understanding we would offer to others. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing self-compassion today. Treat yourself like the incredible human being you are. Remember, you deserve it. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little reminder of their own awesome self. We're all in this together, folks. Until next time, stay stoic and keep striving for that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.